And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 7th of December, 2024. Babette Davis turns 74 today, though you wouldn't know it by looking at her. Born on this day in 1950, Babette became a self-described health crusader after meeting her husband in 1990, who introduced her to veganism. In 2008, at the height of the recession, she opened her vegan restaurant, Stuff I Eat, in the underserved community of Inglewood, California. She is a world-class chef, fitness expert, and motivational speaker who also produces online cooking classes while participating in health summits and speaking engagements all around the country. Babette has also appeared on many lifestyle shows, from Hallmark's Home and Family to HBO hit series Insecure. She's a published author featured in the bestseller Juice Guru. Before becoming a vegan, Babette was diagnosed with severe asthma, eczema, and had daily digestive issues. She made the conscious decision to eat for the sake of nutrition. She says, "I have so much to be grateful for. I am healthier now than I was when I was 30, and my lifestyle is conducive to maintaining health." Now healthy inside and out, Chef Babette has a new outlook on life. Life is not complete unless you move. She says, "Our journeys are constant and our transitions are infinite. Our health is merely a vehicle to enjoy all that's in between." She said, "The books Fit for Life by Harvey and Marilyn Diamond and The Mucusless Diet Healing System by Professor Arnold Eret changed my life. After reading them, my entire perspective on the association of disease and the consumption of animal proteins changed." Speaking of her restaurant, Stuff I Eat, she said, "My husband Rondell and I believe in the lifestyle, and we wouldn't have any other type of restaurant. Vegan represents us and our beliefs, and it is important for us to introduce people to tasty vegan food." And the publication of Hidden, Animals in the Anthropocene by Joanne MacArthur was on this day in 2020. This is an unflinching book of photography about our conflict with non-human animals around the globe. Through the lenses of 30 award-winning photojournalists, Hidden shines a light on the invisible animals in our lives, those with whom we have a close relationship and yet fail to see. The animals we eat and wear, the animals we use for research, work, and for entertainment, the animals we sacrifice in the name of tradition and religion. This exhaustive and in-depth work has resulted in some of the most compelling and historic images of animals ever seen. In response to this book, Joaquin Phoenix said, "The photojournalists featured in Hidden have entered some of the darkest, most unsettling places in the world. The images they have captured are a searing reminder of our unpardonable behavior towards animals and will serve as beacons of change for years to come." And here's a prayer for today by Carol J. Adams. Dear God, here we go again. Another day. Another day. And here I am again. I am so weary. It is so hard to see the world this way, thinking about and loving animals. That is why I'm here again, even though I am so tired. I am here again. Here again in your presence. Yes, God, you have given me awareness. Yes, God, you have given me love. But I need something more, O generous one. I pray to be restored. O God, be here again. A prayer by Carol J. Adams. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with the hope that you will be restored today.